Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Monday, my friends. I am absolutely thrilled that I get to start this day here with you. I am coming to you live from the Big Life Retreat in Northern California. My live audience. Say good morning, everybody. Oh, yeah. We have five brave souls who are up at 5 a.m. on retreat day. Yeah, we got a couple hours of sleep last night, but we got a lot of living to do, and we're excited that we get to start it here with you. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is, It's Photo Day. Yeah, because it really is photo day for us. Today is here. The day you've been working towards your entire life, and here it is. And it showed up as a Monday. What are the odds? Man, the day you have been working towards, here it is, Monday. Within this day are priceless moments and once-in-a-lifetime offerings. You may not realize it, but today is a totally photo-worthy day. When you take the time to snap a photo, you're essentially saying, this is special, this is beautiful, this is worthy of being remembered. And if you think back to the days when you actually had to develop the film, you were really picky about what you actually took a photo of. It cost you. It was so valuable to you. So I want you to remember that's what taking a photo is. This is special. This is beautiful. This is worthy of being remembered. And my sister, that is the kind of day you just woke up to. Get your phone ready because you will want to take a photo of this day. There is one single practice that has most changed my life. And this is a practice I teach every single audience I have an opportunity to impact. Like, if I'm to inspire a group of people to embrace the ups and downs of life as the heartbeat of their very existence, if I'm to awaken a resilience in them to refuse to flatline in their own lives, if I'm to give them one game-changing lesson, it is this: gratitude photos. For over 11 years now, my life has been radically changed by the simple practice of taking a daily gratitude photo. Yes, every single day of my life since July 2009 has been documented in a daily gratitude photo. And I mean every day. There were a whole lot of hard days within those 11 years. The day my daughter attempted to take her own life, I took a photo. The day my son left for the army, I took a photo. The day I held daddy's hand as he took his last breath, I took a photo. And yet, even in those monumentally hard days of life where my path was through the valley, there was something to be grateful for. A tinge of bliss, a moment of preciousness, a reason to be grateful. And each day I've decided that is what I want to remember. And to remember, I take a photo. We talk about intentionally living your life. Well, how about intentionally creating your memories? This is how you do this. At the end of each year, I compile the 365 photos into a one-minute video. Moments frozen in time flash every quarter of a second, a day, a day, a day. And in a matter of 60 seconds, one full year is complete, like gone forever. And I begin to think, even if I live to the ripe old age of 85, all the life I have remaining documented in this way would only be 40 more minutes. I think about death every day because I focus on truly living every day. I believe you can't have one without the other. You can't appreciate the preciousness of this life you have been given without the true understanding that it's coming to an end. That's what makes it precious, because it's limited. My friend, you are dying. You need to understand that. You need to make peace with it. You need to live today accordingly. You are dying. You do not have forever to do the things you want to do with your life. If you write down one sentence this morning, I invite you to write that down. I do not have forever to do what I want to do with my life. This is all coming to an end. And what if it's only a 40-minute movie left for you? Or what if it's less? Today will become just a flicker in your movie of life, a flash on the screen. What will be remembered about today? If you were to choose one moment to remember, I wonder what it would be. One photo to document today. Could it change the way you go through this day of life if you were on the hunt for that special moment to represent your one and only October 26th, 2020? I imagine looking back on my entire life as a movie. A movie much like the 60-second clip documenting a photo from each day of the year, but this movie would document my entire life. The scenes of every day flashing in front of me as my Creator stands with me and He watches. And then He turns to me and He says, "Are you proud of how you lived? Are you happy with how you used your years, your days, your moments? Ah, wouldn't now be a good time to pause and ask that question? Are you happy with how you're living this one and only precious life you've been given? Are you proud of your days? How about yesterday? How will that one be remembered? Or has it already been forgotten with the rush of a new day? Think about that movie of your life you will see. How you lived and what you did. There it is, all recapped and flashing before your eyes. Hebrews 4:13 says, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account." Yeah, that moment of review of your life awaits you. It's coming. Your Creator will be asking if you're proud of what you did with the days He gave you, including today. Imagine standing before God when your days are complete and giving an account for everything. You were given this life to live, and here's exactly what you did with it. The movie of all your days is played. God saw it. Nothing was hidden from Him. And in that movie was today. Boom, there was today. Now I want you to imagine that God shows you another movie, a movie of your life that looks quite different, a movie that's more vibrant than the first, more exciting, bigger. And God says, "My daughter, this is the life I created you for. This is what could have been for you if you wouldn't have settled for less." What could be for you if you don't settle for less? What if from this day forward, we just lessen the gap between the movie we're living out with the daily scenes of our life and the way our lives could be? Listen to me. Your Heavenly Father is not willing to lose you. He will go to the ends of this earth to find you and bring you back to the woman he created you to be. You know that scripture about the shepherd and his sheep, and if he has all these sheep and 99 of them are there with him, but one is lost, he will go to find the one. That's us. He goes to find us, to bring us back to what we were created for. He's not willing to lose you. Nothing you've done, nothing you could ever do will change that. He is relentless in his pursuit of you. Every single day, he is guiding you in lessening that gap, the gap between the story of the life you're living and the story of the life of purpose you are meant to live. And today is another day in your movie. So let's make the scenes match up. Like, that's what we can do. That's your mission for today. Make the scenes match up. Let's make them align. Let's rise up with tenacious audacity and bold confidence in the one who created us and stop settling for anything less. There's a movie of how today could be for you, with all God imagined possible and all he equipped you for to align with your destiny. And then there's a movie of how you will actually show up and live today. So let's just make the two movies match up. Let's be exactly who we were created to be today. Let's live life to the fullest today. Will you do that with me? So no more tapping out. No more believing the lies that say this is all there is. No. Mm-mm. There is so much more available to you. So no more settling for easy, because the life you want isn't going to be easy. It's going to stretch you and cause you to become more than you are right now, to dare more, to step out in faith, believing God has chosen you to live this life that no one else can. It's you, and you're the woman for the job. God chose you to live this life as only you can. So today, be on the hunt for that memory in the making and take a photo of gratitude to document it. Declare, this is how today will be remembered in my movie of life. Your movie is playing now, and it's getting closer to the end. This won't last forever. Make it something you can be proud of. How cool would it be to hear God say of this day, yes, my daughter, you live today perfect, in perfect alignment with your potential today. You soaked it all up. You got it. Well done. Now, how about we do it again tomorrow? Don't you want to live that kind of day? I wonder what photo you will take that documents a moment of absolute gratitude for you today. Be on the hunt for that. Live up to your potential. See all God has created you for and settle for nothing less. All right, my girls, you want to pray together? Man, I actually have people in the room to pray with me. This is so cool. I'm not just praying by myself. All right, everybody, join me now. Hey, God, good morning. God, we are so grateful that you have given us this day of life, that all our previous days, everything we have been through, everything you have brought us through, all our days have brought us to this day, and it's by design. You have been in the details to bring us here to today. So God, we just pause and we say thank you. Thank you for life today. Thank you for the opportunity to live today. God, I thank you for the beauty that you have aligned for us today. I thank you for the provision and the protection that you have placed here for us. And God, I just pray that we live today in a way that is honoring of all you have done for us, in a way that we can be proud of, that when the day comes that we look back on all of our days, we're proud of how we lived this one. We didn't settle. I pray that we would live intentionally so that the two movies of our lives, how we're living and how we could be living, are more in alignment. God, just shake us up. Show us, where are we settling? Where are we tapping out? Where are we showing up as a lesser than version of ourselves? And help us to see what the potential is if we wake up and live as the woman you created us to be. God, I am so grateful for everyone you have brought to listen today. Thank you, women around the world listening, and we're so grateful for this. I am asking for your provision and your protection over our families. I am asking just for your divine blessings and favor on each life. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to live. We do not take this for granted. It will not pass us by today. We will show up. We will be in the moment. We will soak it in. We will take the photo. We will remember today. And I pray we make you proud with how we live it today. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, everybody, thank you so much for just tuning in today, for sharing this moment of life with me. I'm going to meet you again tomorrow. Have a beautiful Monday. I love you wildly. Bye-bye.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.